时间实在是过得太快。
Time really flies.
转眼之间，今天就是这次特会最后有一个晚上。
In a blink of the eye, that tonight is the very last one of this special conference.
我们实在宝贝能够有这样的机会，大家聚在一起，我们一同来在主面前学习。
We so cherish this opportunity that we could all come together and to learn from the Lord.
我们实在求主继续的在最后的一点时间里面啊，更清楚明亮的向我们每个人说话。
We pray that the Lord will speak to us continually, even in this last period of time.So that he will be made more clearly and even brightly to us.
我们继续翻开提摩太前书。
Now shall we open to 1 Timothy?
我们先看第三章第一、第二节。
Chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
提摩太前书第三章第一、第二节。
The first epistle of Paul to Timothy, chapter 3.
人若想得监督的职分，就是羡慕善功，这话是可信的。做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守，端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导。
This is the things for saying, if a man desires the position of bishop, he desires good workA bishop then will be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach.
第八节到第十一节。
Verses 8 to 11.
做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心。固守真道的奥秘，这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。
Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy for money.Holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience, but let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things.
十五十六节
Verses 15 and 16.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道。在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大哉近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may knowhow you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
哥林多前书第一章第一、第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
哥林多前书第一章第一、第二节。
First Corinthians 1 and 2.
奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼写信给在哥林多神的教会。就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, call to be saints. With all in every place, call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
最后我们看彼得前书第二章第九节。
Lastly, we will read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
1 Peter 2, 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
我们圣经就读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
我们这一次是看到教会的侍奉。
This time we consider on the ministries of the church.
当我们要讲到教会具体的侍奉跟教会里面的治理的时候，
When we want to enter into the administration, the ministry and the governments of the church in concrete practices,
我们要再看到到底教会是什么。
We need to consider again exactly what the church is.
我非常喜欢哥林多前书一开始的那几两节圣经。
I really like the first two verses in 1 Corinthians.
好像很清楚地把教会的定义告诉我。
Because it tells us so clearly of the very definition of church.
保罗说，奉神旨意蒙召做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼写信给在哥林多神的教会。
Here Paul says, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints.With all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
啊，这里特别讲到什么是神的教会呢？中文就是停了一下，什么教会呢？就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召的圣徒。
Here it especially tells us what the Church of God is, and in Chinese translation, as though it's saying.To the Church of God, which is at Corinth, and there is this pause. Who are they? To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, and with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus.
以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督的名的人。
It's not only those who are at Corinth, but all.To call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且还怕你不明白，再加上一句话。
And then it seems that Paul is afraid that his point is not getting across, so he adds something more.
基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
So Christ is their Lord as well as ours.
这一次我们有好多次的弟兄姊妹聚在一起。
This time we have so many brothers and sisters from different assemblies.
这里，那你们就是神的教会。
And here it is the church of God.
那教会是什么呢？
Then what is the church?
就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召的圣徒们。
Those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus called to be saints.
不单单是哥林多那个地方的。
So the church is not limited to the place.
以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督的名的。
It also includes all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这些人有什么特别呢？
Is there anything about special about us?
我们跟那些人有什么不同呢？
Is there anything different between us and others?
或者我们有什么相同呢？
Or to say, is there anything common among us?
就是基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
That is, Christ is their Lord.In ours.
这个就是教会。
And this is the church.
所以当我们 看到教会具体的服事的时候，
So as we consider the concrete practices of the church ministries,
我们就看到神眼中的教会就是我们这一群蒙召的圣徒聚在一起。
We see that the church inside of God is actually all of us who have been called to be saints and sanctified in the Lord and then come together.
啊，这个本来的字就是 Ecclesia， 就是出来招出来的一个会众 Ecclesia。
Church in its original is Ecclesia, which means to be called out.
就是从哪里招出来的？
And from where are we called out?
从世界里面出来。
We are called out from the world.
从我们每个人自己里面招出来。
Called out from ourselves.
从宗教里面招出来。
And called out from religion.
从各样的团体传统里面招出来。
We are called out from different groups and traditions.
我们的特点就是基督是我们的主。
What is the special feature about this? That is, Christ is our Lord.
我们同饮一位圣灵，就进成一个身体。
We are all made to drink into one spirit and into one body.
所以当我们这样很清楚地根据圣经来看到教会是什么的时候，
So as we now consider what the church is according to the Bible,
所以就当我们看到教会的行政组织各样的安排的时候，
So it's very clear all the arrangement, administration and all the services of the church.
我们在这里很清楚看到最主要的就是我们这些圣徒们。
Among all this all, the most important part is us as saints.
我有时候我觉得读圣经啊，把每一卷书一开头的两节读完了，其实你已经抓到很多东西了。
Sometimes I feel if we read the Bible of each different book, and if we can have a grasp of the introduction verses, I feel that we have pretty much got a hold of a lot of things.
哦，创世纪，如果你把第一章第一节说起初神创造天地，你把它读清楚啊，已经得到很多的东西了。
Just as in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, if that can be made clear unto your heart, then you have received a lot of the insight already.
因为它是创造 heavens 诸天，还有这地，这里面很多文章啊。
There is so much nuance in this. Two verses. In the beginning, He created the heavens and the earth.
The earth, yeah. 那我在提腓立比书第一章第一节呢
？And also Philippians chapter one, verse one.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。
Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with overseers and deacons.
就你看到当他写信的时候，
So here when Paul wrote this letter,
他说写凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的各位长老、各位执事跟各位信徒们，这是人的眼中好像是应该这个次序的。
And in this perspective, shouldn't it be to all the overseers, deacons, and then to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi?
但是它的次序是调过来。
However, you see the sequence is a reverse here.
写给在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和你们这些做长老、做执事的。
First is to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the overseers and deacons.
所以我们就看到今天讲到教会的服事的时候，
So today as we consider the services of the church,
最重要的乃是众圣徒。
The most vital part is the saints.
从这个跟人的眼光看完全不一样。
This is so different from man's viewpoint.
因为我们刚才读过彼得前书第二章第九节那里说，因为我们这些信徒都是真正的基督。
Because just as in 1 Peter chapter 2 we read, all of us who believe are royal priesthood.
所有的信徒都是基督。
All the believers are priests.
我相信这个是在新约的时代一个很重要的一个信息。
I believe this is such an essential message in the New Testament age.
就是我们看到这个 universal priesthood， 所有的信徒都是祭司的这件事情。
That is the very fact about the universal priesthood. Every believer is a priest.
你去到一个聚会里面
，When you go to a gathering，
可能他没有一个很强的一个领袖。
Maybe they do not have a very strong or prominent leader.
或者有可能没有一个很有恩赐的一个会讲道的弟兄在带领。
Maybe they do not have a very gifted speaker who could lead the congregation.
但是如果每一个信徒都在动的话
，But if every believer is actively involved，
就是每一部分。都在分神，每一部分都在产生功用的时候
，That is every member of the church is fulfilling, discharging their duties.
你看到那里是一个非常健康，那里是一个非常强的一个见证。
You see that you will see a very healthy, very strong testimony.
所以今天当我们讲到教会的服事的时候
，So today as we talk about the church service，
虽然神在教会里面安排了有做带领的
，Although God has appointed some to be leaders，
虽然在教会里面神定规了一些的组织与次序。
Though God has pointed out certain organizations and systems,
神也给了教会一些的恩赐
or some orders and some gifts.
好像在以弗所书里面，他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
Just as Ephesians tells us, He has appointed some to the apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some teachers and pastors.
神用这些的恩赐。
God does use all these gifts.
干什么呢？
Then for what purpose?
是叫他们来成全圣徒。
As for the equipping of the saints.
然后叫各些所有的信徒们能够各尽其职。
And then for the work of ministry.
然后呢，当信徒们各尽其职的时候，看到就建立基督的身体。
When every believer does the part he or she is supposed to do, then the body of the Christ is being built up.
所以我们今天看到每一个信徒在教会的服事里面，如果你看到你的责任的时候
，So every believer in the church, if you are able to see your responsibility,
你看到你的功用的时候
，You are able to see your functions.
我们看到一些带领的，一些有恩赐的。他们是来帮助我们，是来成全我们。
Then we know all those leaders who are gifted are here to help us, to equip us.
当我们被成全的时候
，And when we are equipped，
当我们开始服事的时候
，And when we start serving，
我们在这里尽功用的时候
，And we are fulfilling our functions，
教会就被建立起来。
Then the church is being built up，
因为教会是。基督的身体
Because the church is the body of the Christ
教会所要的是我们是基督的身子并且各自做肢体
We are members of the body of the Christ individually
所以我们今天讲到教会里面的服事治理安排的时候
So today as we consider the services, the arrangement and the government of the church
我们一定要看到每一个肢体都要尽到它的功用。
We need to know that every member of the body has to fulfill his or her function.
昨天，当我们讲到第二章，一些服事主的人，我们需要有的认识与操练的时候。
Yesterday, as we fellowship on the understanding, the exercises of service workers, that the kind of understanding they must have.
我们知道第一。
We mentioned that first.
就是每一个服侍主的人要做这个祷告的人。
Every person who serves the Lord has to be a man of prayer.
也就是说，每一个弟兄姊妹都要在祷告的里面，这个祷告的操练，做一个敬虔的人。
That is, everyone should be a godly person through the exercises of prayer and through the constant prayerfulness.
而且是为外人祷告，为执政掌权的祷告。
And this prayer is directed to all men, toward those who are in authority.
不单单是为了个人的需要祷告。
So we pray not only for our personal needs.
是为了教会，为了服事来祷告。
But also for the church, for the ministries.
是一个这样真正活在主面前的人。
A service worker should be such one who truly lives in the presence of God.
我们昨天稍微提过一下教会祷告的指示。
And we also mentioned very briefly yesterday about the ministry of prayer.
我们实在觉得，当我们讲到教会的服事的时候
，We really are very convinced that when we speak of the church ministry,
如果不是从祷告开始的话
，If they do not start from prayers.
我们实在那里就没有真正教会的建造。
Then we do not see the real edification of the church.
另外一点我们要看到。
Now another point on this is
哪里有属灵的建造
？Where there is spiritual building.
哪里讲到教会
？Where the church is mentioned.
哪里就有属灵的征战
？There will be this spiritual battle.
你记得在新约里面马太福音十六章。头一次那里提到教会这个字的时候
Do you recall that in the New Testament in the book of Matthew when the church, the very word is first mentioned
主的话说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
The Lord's word says I will build my church on this rock
那下面一句话是什么
And what comes next?
阴间的权势不能胜过他。
The gates of the Hades shall not prevail against it.
一提到教会
，Whenever the church is mentioned，
一提到属灵的征战
，Then it concerns itself with the spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗
？Beloved, do you see this?
阴间的，一提我主要建造教会，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，建造在主耶稣基督复活。大能的基础上面，我们对主的认识这个基础上面。
The very moment that Jesus says, "I will build up my church on the rock based upon the resurrection of the Lord,"
他一下子就提到属灵的征战。
And immediately he mentioned this spiritual warfare.
你就知道为什么当要进入教会的建造。的服事上面说，首先就提到祷告。
Then you will understand why is when we talk about the ministry of building up the church, the first thing is to pray.
因为只有教会的祷告
，only through the church's corporate prayer，
能够限制仇敌势力的显出来。
Can limit the manifestation of the power of the enemy.
在个人的祷告上面，主叫我们主祷告，那里也提醒我们。
And in the Lord's teaching about our personal prayers.
说不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one.
你就看到这个。恶势力一直在地上要做一些事情。
You see that this evil dominion continues to do something on earth.
他不愿意我们信主。
It does not want us to believe in the Lord.
他不愿意我们追求。
Nor does it want us to pursue after him.
你知道他最怕的是什么呢
？What is the thing that he is afraid of most?
当我们不当信主。
When we
我们不单单信主。
We not only believe in the Lord.
我们还追求。
We also want to
as
we pursue the Lord,
我们就进入教会的服事。
Then we enter into the services of church.
敌人最怕的是什么？
And what is the thing that the enemy afraid most?
因为今天在地上能够限制仇敌工作的就是教会。
Because today, the only thing that is able to limit the work of the enemy is the church.
你知道当教会长大成人的时候，
Do you know that when the church is full grown and matured?
这是撒旦的末日。
Is the very end doom day of Satan.
主就可以再来。
And then that's when the Lord shall return.
我们昨天已经提过。
Yesterday we mentioned this.
神的旨意就是要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
The purpose of God is to make known the manifold wisdom of God now by the church to all the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
我再说。
Now let me say it again.
当教会在这里奉主的名来捆绑来释放的时候，
When the church binds or releases by the name of God,
神就执行，神就在里做工。
And right there God is executing his will and toward his work.
今天神可以自己做工。
Today God could have done all the work by himself.
计划他的方法，
all his plans, all his methods
是要透过我们这些比天使微小一点的人。
According to his will, all his words, his plan should be carried out by us who are a little lower than the angels.
叫我们被拯救。
So that he wants us to be saved.
叫我们接受他做我们的主。
He wants us to accept him as our
Lord. 那我们对撒旦说不，我们对神说是。
He wants us to say no to Satan and say yes to Lord.
当我们尊主为大的时候，
When we magnify our Lord,
当我们不单单一个一个的被建立起来，
Not only individually we will be built up,
当我们被呼召成为基督的身体，让他做首做元首的时候，
But also when we are called out to be built up and to make him the head of the body,
在那里神就用我们。
Right there God is going to use us,
用我们对付黑暗的势力。
He wants to use us to deal with this wicked dominion.
他说在地上捆绑的就在天上要捆绑。
Because the Lord says that which is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven.
所以主的话教导我们，我们在地上要祷告，为万人祷告，为在上位执政掌权的祷告。
That's why the Lord teaches us that we have to pray not only for us but also for the kings, for those who are in authority.
我愿意男人无愤怒举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
Let a man lift up their holy hands without wrath and dissension.
在教会里面显出次序来。
And in the church, the order should be made manifest.
所以我们看到教会要维持住主所托给教会的见证的话。
For the church to be able to hold on to the very testimony that God has committed to it,
我们必须要来到神的跟前。
But we have to come before God.
我们要看他怎么样去管理带领他的教会。
We have to consider how God governs and leads his church.
我们实在看到神把他的见证托给教会。
We have seen that God has entrusted his testimony to the church.
不是托给几个人。
It's not entrusted to certain people.
乃是托给所有蒙恩得救的人。
Instead, this has been entrusted to all those who have been saved by his grace.
要每一个蒙恩得救的人在主面前都走得准确的话。
If every man who's been saved by God's grace is able to walk correctly before him,
我们需要有一些的带领。
To do so, we do need certain leading.
但是能够给教会有带领的 不是人，是主自己。
That is not men who are able to lead the church, but it is God Himself.
但是主已经升到天上去。
But we know the Lord has ascended on high.
所以主就在教会里面选召了一些人。
Therefore, the Lord calls certain people in the church.
就他们能够在主面前有特别的托付。
They are chosen to receive special commitment from the Lord.
有特别的学习跟追求。
They have special learning and special pursuit on their part.
而这些弟兄们，神给叫他们能够对于在认识方面，在经历主的心意上面，好像多一点。
It seems like these brethren, they know a little bit more of the spiritual pursuit and the spiritual lesson.
我刚才讲，真正能够给教会带领的不是人。
As I mentioned before, one can really edify the church.
是主
那面 ，It's the Lord Himself.
但是主可以用一些人。
However, the Lord does use some people.
但是这些能够在主面前稍微成长一点。
But others who are able to advance in the Lord,
认识经历多一点，
who have more experiences,
但是神要用这些人的时候，
for God to actually use them,
你看下，他不是用一个人，
you can see that it's not one single person that God uses,
一些人彼此配搭。
And then God uses a group of the people so they collaborate with each other.
因此呢，在属每在教会的服事上面
，in the church services, beloved.
我们一直说，神教会不是个组织。
As we kept saying that the church is not an organization.
但是人多嘛。
However, because there are many in the church,
有的人先信，有的人后信。
Some first believed in the Lord,
聚在一起。
As others believe later, but when we come together,
是需要有一点的组织。
We do need a certain organization.
我们第一天讲到，神所用的不是一个，好像很一个系统。
As we mentioned this on the first day, that what God intends to use is not a system.
神所用的是我们一起生命成长。
What can be used by God is the corporate growth of life.
但是有先有后。
However, there is a sequence here.
所以神还是要先兴起一些人来在前面。
Some goes first, some comes later. Therefore, God does need to raise up the people.
一看到。人是喜欢那些看得见摸得着的东西。
But as to men, we all know that we like to those things that palpable or you can actually see.
但是属灵的事情是生命的关系。
But spiritual things is about life.
神又要用人。
When God wants to use men.
神又要有一些很简单的方法。
And then God does use of methods, although they are very simple.
但是你发现，在教会里面的组织呢是非常简单。
So as you consider the organization of the church, it's quite simple.
在第三章里面就讲到有长老，或者是又叫监督，有执事，也有女执事。
Here we see overseers, we see bishops, we see deacons and deaconesses.
你看到，而且。每一次讲到，不论是长老也好，执事也好，甚至恩赐也好，这些都是众数的。
And whenever we read about overseas deacons and elders, they are all plural.
不是一个人。
Not one person.
神的方法是什么
？So what's the method of God?
神的方法是配搭。
It's the principle of collaboration.
就是那样。
Brothers and sisters,
从人的角度来讲
，from man's view，
从人的组织方法上来讲
，from man's point of view， from man's methods of organization，
最简单的组织是一个强人政策。
The most effective organization is led by a strong man.
哦，所以你看今天呢，到处这个 CEO 政权很多的啊。
So you see that you can see CEOs all the places.
They make a lot of money, huh?
And they also make a lot of money.
为什么是给他这么多薪水？
Why is it pay them so much money?
因为他很重要，他说了算的。
Because the CEO is so important, whatever he says counts.
他的方向、管制，样样都要做得对呀。
He has to be accurate in terms of the directions and in terms of the management.
所以，就项目就很高，世界上的东西。
Therefore, whatever they are is taken care of is highly effective.
但是讲到教会就完全不一样。
But when we talk about the church, it seems to be the total opposite.
我有的时候就发现，在教会里面很多事情啊，这个工作效率啊，麻麻得不怎么样。
A lot of times, I look at the church, all the functions, I realize that the efficiency. It's so low. It's really not noteworthy.
那为什么我们不改改呢？把新东西搬进来呀、
啊、try to modify it and bring in other methods.
但是你知道，神做工有神做工的方法。
But you know that God has His own way to work.
不单单有他的方法，还有他的理由。
Not only He has His own methods, but He also has His own reasons.
在教会里面的服事
In the church services
第一个原则是什么
What's the first principle
就是尊主为大
That is to magnify the Lord
在教会建造重点我可以说为这些在怎么样在神的家中行的这个方向上面有两个总的原则。
In terms of the direction about how we should conduct ourselves in the church, I would like to say there are two cardinal principles here.
一个是
First,
主是教会的头。
Our Lord is the head of the church.
教会建造的重点是尊主为大。
So the very focus of the church building up is to magnify our Lord.
是高举主。
Is to lift him up highly,
绝对不高举人
and we will never exalt him.
这是一个大的原则。
This is the first cardinal principle.
第二个原则。
The second one
就是肢体的配搭。
Is the collaboration among members of the body.
是基督身体的发表。
Because it is the manifestation of the body of Christ.
我在教会里面学习服侍这么久，我就发现。神所用的在每一个 level 每一个层次里面都是用配搭的原则
I have learned to serve in the church for this long and I realize that in the church that in every level he uses this principle of collaboration
长老执事都是众数的
Overseers, deacons are plural.
因为没有一个人能够完全领会神的丰富。
Because not a single soul can completely comprehend the riches of Christ.
所以主给的恩对，就讲到给银子的是什么一千两、两千两啊、五千两，对不对？
The Lord says this parable about talents. Some has five.Some has two, some has one.
没有八千两的啊。
We don't have eight talents here.
今天有人觉得我们都不干了，都给你了，你八千两，你通通搞定了，我们就坐在这里就好了。
And in our thinking, we would have someone with the talent of eight talents and come in, and then we don't do anything, just let the person take care of everything.
这个是违反了神做工的原则。
This is contrary to the principle of God's working.
这也是不懂教什么是教会。
And also, it shows that this person does not know what the church is.
其实教会最多的是一千两。
Because in the church, most of the gifts are just one talent.
没有少过一千两的。
And none of our gifts is less than this one talent.
2,200的可能少一点。
Maybe few have 2 talents or 5 talents.
你知道，今天神的家，神的见证能够显出来。
Do you know today for the Church of God to manifest its testimony?
如果弟兄姊妹懂得配搭的原则的话。
If brothers and sisters understand this principle of collaboration,
弟兄姊妹就能够摸到教会服事那条应该走的正规的路。
Brothers and sisters, then you're able to actually grasp the correct way for the church to walk in.
刚才我们讲到头的原则是什么？
Now, what's the first principle we just mentioned?
主是头。
That the Lord is the head.
尊主为大。
Magnify the Lord.
绝对的不能高举人。
We will never absolutely not exalt anyone.
第二个原则是。
The second principle is.
谁给他？
As collaboration.
一方面主是太丰富了。
On the one hand, the Lord is so rich.
主自己的计划是太高了。
The Lord's purpose, His plan is so lofty.
没有一个人能够解决。
And no one can actually enter into it.
另外一方面，
On the other hand,
主不是要在那里高举人。
The Lord does not want us to exalt anyone.
主要透过配搭显出他的带领。
Instead, through this principle of collaboration, God wants to make known His leading.
主要是透过配搭，叫人看见的不是人，而是主。
So through this collaboration, men will see God instead of man.
如果你能够看到这两个原则的时候，
If you're able to see these two principles,
这两个原则不是分开的，
They're not separate.
这两个原则是相连的。
Actually, they are so well linked.
因为要显出基督是头，
In order to manifest Christ as the Lord.
那就是说，教会每一个人，我们不单单个人尊主为大。
For him to be the head of the church, it's not only personally, individually we magnify him.
而且要连成一个生命的团体。
But everyone should be joined together to become an organism.
不是组织，而是一个有机体。
Not an organization, but a living group.
但是因为人多了，要有秩序。
But because there are many of us, we do need some order.
每个地方要有一些的组织，一些的行政的安排。
So in every part, we do need this administration arrangement and certain organization.
但是这些的安排都是在配搭的原则里面进行。
But all these arrangements are undertaking under the principle of collaboration.
因为只有这样，才能够显出不是人做头，是基督做头。
Only in such a way it will be made known that here Christ is the head, not man.
我们能够彼此的扶持。
And we can uphold one another.
彼此的帮助。
We help one another.
彼此的遮盖。
We cover one another.
彼此的保护。
And we protect one another.
而且我们能够彼此的提醒，叫我们的亮光、你的亮光、他的亮光一交通起来就明亮了。
And as we remind one another, so the light in our fellowship will become even brighter.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？今天人要用的方法是讲到地上看得见外面的组织与效率。
Man's method is about all the external organization efficiency.
我今天你看到一些所谓一些神学院训练出来做牧师的人，他们尤其现这个时代啊，不是老一代的。这个时代训练出来的人。
And all those pastors or students trained by a seminary school.
你发现他们很多的观念是教你出来怎么样去做 CEO.
I'm talking about today's training as opposed to the previous one. And what they are trained about is to become a CEO.
你怎么样去有效率来发展？
how to develop a church effectively.
我们是受过训练的，你们没有受过训练。
We are trained and you are not.
我们是会站在台上的圣品人，你们是平信徒。
We are the clergy standing at the pulpit, but you are just common rain.
你们要听我们的教导安排指挥。
Therefore, you need to listen to our teaching arrangement and the instruction.
从人的角度来讲，效率会很高。
From main point of view, yes.It's quite effective.
但是你回到圣经里面看。
But as you come to the Bible,
这个不是身体，这是组织。
This is not the body, instead it is an organization.
这个不是成全圣徒，这个是在那里建立庞大的帝国。
It's not equipping all the saints, instead it's building a gigantic empire.
这个可能效率高。
It could very well be very efficient.
但是不是生命的成长。
But this is not the growth of life.
今天我们承认，我们每个聚会，我们都有每个聚会的软弱，我们有缺点。
We do admit that in every assembly we have our individual weaknesses and drawbacks.
我们求主光照我们。叫我们能够跟上主的心意。
And we pray that the Lord will enlighten us so that we could catch up with His will.
但是我们不是跟上世界潮流。
However, we do not follow this world's currents.
我们一开始我在这里就是讲，今天神所要的教会的服事，是这个服事叫我们每个人生命被建立起来。
At the very beginning, I mentioned that today's church services is to build all the things for our life to mature.
所以当我们这样来看神所定规的这个，当在神家里怎么样行的时候，
If we consider from this perspective as to how we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God,
我们需要在神面前我们每个人都投入。
Before God, each one of us has to be involved in it.
我们每个人都学习做一个祷告的人。
Each one of us has to learn to be a man of prayer.
我们每个人都学习在教会里面顺服的人。
Each one of us has to learn to be a man of submission.
我们是顺服，主借着他所安排的弟兄们，寻求神的心意所带出来的。那个方向。
We need to those who are chosen by God and who have been seeking after the Lord as to the direction of the church.
而且这些方向的根据是什么呢？
And what is the base of all this direction?
那么我这样讲，我不觉得今天在教会用某一个人做，它代表的权柄。
Forgive me to say this, but I really don't think that God has appointed a certain man to represent God's power, a dominion.
我不是叫你们做就是造反啊。
I do not mean you should go against the leadership.
但是你说教会带出来属灵的权柄是在主的话里面。
But the spiritual power.That the church manifests is based upon the word of God.
所以拣选使用的这些带领的弟兄们，他们是回到神的话里面，把主的话打开，我们就要服下来。
Other brothers that are chosen in use of God, they always come back to the Bible and find the words, and for this reason we obey their leading.
因为他们是配搭寻求出来的。
Because they obtained the full collaboration and through their pursuit in the before the Lord.
所以你看到，当提摩太三章讲到长老讲到执事的时候。
So here, as we read chapter 3 about elders and about deacons,
你看那个要求相当高的。
You see the requirements are quite high.
就算是做执事。其实只是在事务上面 带领弟兄姊妹来服侍的。
Even deacons, they lead brothers and sisters in doing matters.
如果你读使徒行传第六章，那里说要有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人。
In Acts 6, you read that all these people have to be of good reputation and of wisdom and filled by the Holy Spirit.
第三章一开始那里说做监督的要无可指责。
So here in chapter 3, it says that an overseer has to be blameless.
你怎么可能无可指责呢？
How could a person be blameless?
人做不到的。
It's impossible for man to do.
但是我们知道，在圣灵的管理底下。
But we know that under the government of the Holy Spirit.
里面有刚强。
That person's spirit will be strong.
而且他的魂里面有受约束。
And his soul is being restricted.
然后被圣灵带到一个地步。可以带到一个无可指责的地步。
He's been led by the Holy Spirit to such an extent that he is above reproaches.
是借着弟兄姊妹的祷告。
And also through brothers and sisters' prayers.
有节制，自守端庄。
He is temperate, sober-minded.
里面有一个清洁的心。
He has this pure heart.
乐意接待远人。
Hospitable.
里面会体会主的心意。
He's able to understand God's heart.
发表人悦纳，发表神悦纳人的心思。
And make known the very desire of heart to accept me.
你做一个妇人的丈夫，榜样上不可有缺欠。
And he is the husband of one woman. As an example, he should be above reproach.
没有一个人是完全的。
Nobody is perfect.
但是在生活上也不能够有明显的破口。
But in that person's life, there should not be any breaches.
我们多少时候看到，当教会有一些负责的弟兄们，他们被显明出来。
Sometimes we see in the church when some leading brothers are being made known.
你看到，不是因为他们做的这个职分就这样。
It's not because they have received this office, therefore, they act this way.
他们有这样一个生命的实际。
It's because they have this reality of this life first.
他们羡慕上工。
Because they desire a good work.
不是羡慕那个地位，不是羡慕要做表现。
They do not desire a certain status or trying to show off.
而是愿意将自己献上。
Instead, they're willing to offer themselves.
愿意侍奉神。
They're willing to serve God.
要神的心意能够满足。
So that God's heart's desire could be
fulfilled. 愿意接待人。
They're willing to receive people.
而且在那里又明白真理。
They're hospitable and they also understand the faith.
付代价的去追求。
They pay a price to pursue all this.
不单单认识真理。
Not only do they know the truth,
还要持守真理，这样才能够去善于教导。
And they also hold on to this, the truth, and they are able to teach.
而且要固守真理的奥秘。
They also hold fast to the mystery of the truth.
是经过一些的年日，经过一些的考验。
Thus, they have incurred all the through years and through trials of many days.
而且在弟兄姊妹当中带出属灵的榜样。
They also bring out this example, spiritual example.
弟兄姊妹，我们在讲的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we consider all these,
我们就发现，哦，神的要求的确是太高啊。
We would say this is such a tall order.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会不是一个公司，教会不是一个 company.
Because the church is not a company.
教会不是要做某一件事情在地上的工作。
It's not that a church wants to do certain worldly works.
教会是神的家。
Because the church is the household of God.
是真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and ground of the truth.
君子们这个分量够不够重？
Brothers and sisters, is this pretty weighty?
是真理的见证。
It's the very testimony of the truth.
是真理的储存。
It's the very storage of the truth.
带出来的内容是真理。
And the contents that the church brings out is the truth.
带出来的是耶稣基督的见证。
What the church brings forth is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们刚才读过的彼得前书第二章那里说。
First Peter chapter 2, we just read.
说唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
Only you are a chosen race.
是有君尊的祭司
a royal priesthood
不单单是祭司
not only you are
是君尊的祭司
priest but royal priest
是圣洁的国度
holy nation
是带出神圣的不单单是干净圣洁而且是神圣的
it's not only holy clean but divine
是属神的子民
A people for God's own possession.
干什么呢？你们做什么呢
？And what will they do?
是要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
They will proclaim the excellency of the one who called them out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
我记得，当我们聚会头一次有安排。有弟兄做长老，有弟兄姊妹做执事的时候。
In my assembly, when we first arranged certain brother to be overseers and deacons,
我们是第一批。
And I was among the first group.
我们大家都不要做。
None of us wanted to take it.
我们说我们不够资格。
We say that we're not qualified.
那个时候我忘了是32岁啊，33岁，我都忘了。
I don't know if I was 32 or 33 years old.
我们说我们又不长又不好。
And we would say we do not have that stature, nor are we old enough.
而且，今天我们也看到，在现在教会历史上也有弟兄们觉得。这个末后的世代，这个教会已经堕落。
And in the church history, some brothers feel that in time the church has already been corrupt.
所以就不要设立这些所谓的长老也好，执事这些有名分的。
There is no need to set up all these overseers or deacons with a title.
我们尊重。有弟兄们这样的看法。
We do respect this kind of viewpoint.
但是虽然没有长老的职分
，Even though we do not have the office of
但是你看到每一个教会里面也要有人敬长老的责任。
But we do see that in every church there must be people who take up this responsibility as an elder.
那是什么呢？
So what is that?
就是在教会中比较成熟的弟兄们。
These are those who are more mature in the church.
他们能够带出属灵的权柄。
So they will be able to bring out spiritual authority.
能够承担长老的服事。
They are able to take up this ministry of eldership.
他们在那里管理教会的行政。
There, they are managing the administration of the church.
有属灵的带领与牧养。
They offer the spiritual leading and also management.
在教会里面显出，这个配搭显出主的带领。
So that they bring forth this collaboration and the Lord's leading in the church.
所以在教会的安排上面。
So in terms of the church's arrangement,
圣经里面我们看不到有女长老。
And here in the Bible, we do not see a female overseer.
因为在那里有一个属灵的次序。
Because we do see the spiritual order.
神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
男人是女人的头。
Man is the head of the woman.
于是，一个高等低等，而是一个次序。
This is not a hierarchy. Instead, it's in order.
这是神所命定命定的。
And being destined by God.
当时我们在主面前的看见是什么？
Then what is our insight before the Lord about all this?
我们说神既然在圣经里面那么清楚有这样的安排。
We say that since God has so clearly made arrangements like this.
神的话是昨日今日不改变的。
God's word never changes. Yes, today is the same.
在我们能看到，既然神有这样的话，那我们就愿意这样学习。
Before the Lord, we have seen that God's word on this, then we are willing to learn.
经过这么多年来的服事
through all these years of services,
我们看到有了这个所谓的职分。又有这样的一个定规的话，是给我们这些人带来很多的压力。
Since there are offices here and there are requirements about this, all this does bring quite a bit of pressure on us.
但是，也逼着我们在主面前向前走，向主要。
It also forces us to continue to move forward and to seek help from the Lord.
执事呢？
What about deacons?
不单单带领弟兄姊妹在事务上来服事。
Not only do they lead brethren to serve in matters.
也常常注意神儿女们各方面的需要。
They also often regard the needs of brethren.
仰望主的恩典
and look to the grace of the Lord
而且带弟兄姊妹从事物的服事上面而进入享受主的丰富
they lead a brother and sisters to enter into the enjoy the fullness of the Lord through working in matters
所以有弟兄也有姊妹进这方面的服事
So we have brothers and sisters discharge their duties in this matter.
但是你知道，当主讲到这些要求的时候
，But you know when the Lord speaks of all these requirements.
其实我们实际上来看一看，这些的要求是对每一个神的儿女的要求。
Then it will actually realize that all of these requirements are for every brother and sister.
而且这些的安排
，and all these arrangements.
弟兄姊妹，你在看到是要照着服事的总原则，不是人做头，是主做头。
Should follow the principle of services that not man as the head, instead the Lord shall be the head.
然后第二个原则就是在每一个层次里面的服事，配搭的原则。
The second principle is the principle of collaboration in every dimension of church services.
所以长老是众数。
So here we see overseers are plural.
执事也是众数。
And deacons are also plural in numbers.
弟兄姊妹，在每一项的安排上面，我实在觉得最少有两个人一起配搭，不然你很苦啊。
And brothers and sisters, I believe that in every aspect of services, there at least should be two people. Otherwise, the services will be quite a trial.
因为今天我们是活在肉身的里面。
Today we live in the flesh.
我们对于神的心意，有的时候我们好像不是那么一下子就清楚。哦，这样做。
So often we are not quite clear about God's will on certain things. Right away you will know, oh, this is what God wants.
多少时候是透过交通，哦，我们突然知道原来应该这样。
So many times it is through fellowship that we come to know this is what God wants.
多少是透过印证。
So many times it's through the evidences.
有的时候就是有人。 不同意，那我们就停下来。
Many times certain people would disapprove, then we simply stop.
有的时候，哦，我们这个计划已经写得非常美丽了 ，perfect。哎呀，就是要大大的复兴我们，用我这个方法。
Many times we feel that our plan is so well planned out, so perfect. The Lord must use it.
这个跟你的同工一交通啊，冷水浇下来。
And once you share it with your fellow workers, as right away they pour out a cold water on you.
弟兄姊妹，还好有人浇冷水啊。
Brothers and sisters, it's a good thing that people would pour.
不然我们不知道多少撒旦的诡计啊。
Otherwise, we don't know how much we have fallen into the schemes of Satan.
你知道属灵生命的功课啊？
You know the spiritual life lesson.
我实在觉得我们需要关起门来读经祷告。
I do feel that we have to close the doors and study the Bible and pray.
但是我告诉你，真正属灵生命成长是引到你进到服事里面。
But let me tell you that the true spiritual growth only happens when you actually enter into services.
当你去碰一碰。
When you go and get yourself involved in services.
当你被人否决一下。
When you are denied, refused, my people.
当你被人提醒一下。
Or when you are reminded by others.
当你被人搞到你灰心一下。
Or when you are so despaired because of men.
当你好像受伤了一下。
Many times when you are so wounded.
你才发现原来你生命是这么幼嫩。
When you realize that your life is so tender and young.
原来你发现你对主的心是那么的不够。
You realize that your heart fell short of God.
原来你发现你还有这么地方需要悔改。
And you realize that there are certain areas you need to repent and you need to make amends.
因此呢，当我们这样来开始进到教会的服事里面的时候
，So beloved, in such a way when we enter into the church ministries.
弟兄姊妹，你就才了解什么叫做他是头，人不是头。
Then you will realize the very fact that he is the head, not man.
你才了解神的智慧，神的权柄。
Then you will grasp the wisdom and the power of God.
我们以为我们圣经读得很清楚。
We think we have thoroughly understood the Bible.
你出问题之后，你才发现你对于圣经只是含含糊糊的知道一点。
And when problems arise and you realize that you know the Bible so superficially.
所以当神的话讲到服事主的人的条件或者需要的时候
So according to God's word, when we consider the requirements, conditions for people who serve God,
说出入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。
And the Bible says that not a novice.Lest he puffed up with pride and fall into the same condemnation as the devil.
又讲到在教会里面真正做服事的人。
So the people who really serve in the church.
彼得前书第五章一到三节，我讲这段话讲得非常好。
As to this point, I would like to use 1 Peter chapter 5.Verses 1 and 2.
就算你们当中没有长老的名分，但是真是在教会里面负一点责任的，这个都是对你们讲的。
And these verses speak to you, even though you do not have the title of this elder, but you take up more responsibilities. So read these words.
彼得在这里，彼得前书说：“我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享。”后来所要显现之荣耀的， 劝你们中间与我同作长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Hear the word of Peter. The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not more as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
多少时候我们叫人听我们的话？
So many times we want people to listen to us.
好像是辖制这些人一样。
As being lords over them.
多少时候我们觉得劳苦，我们觉得我没有办法，我不做谁做呢？
So many times we feel that we have to labor, we have to toil, because if we don't do it, who else would do it?
不是出于甘心，也不是出于乐意。
Then this is not from a voluntary heart, nor is it from eagerness.
多少时候我们照管他们，
So many times as we take care of them,
但是按照我们的意思，这里说要按着神旨意照管他们。
But we shepherd them according to our own thinking, instead of it should be according to God's will.
多少时候我们是牧羊我们喜欢的羊？
So many times we shepherd only the flock that we like.
是要牧养在你们当中神的群羊。
Instead.Shepherd the flock of God which is among you.
今天多少时候我们是愿意主一起得荣耀？
So many times we just want to be glorified together with the Lord.
但是我们没有做基督受苦的见证。
But we do not want to be witnesses for the Lord's sufferings.
我刚才把这段话从尾到头再来提醒我自己一下。
So, just as I read these verses to you, they remind me again.
当我回到主的话里面的时候，
Now, as we come back to the Lord's word,
弟兄姊妹，我们就知道神为什么这样安排。
Now, we understand why is God has so arranged.
神为什么就是这么简单的一个架构，一个组织，一个方法。
Why is it God has given us such a simple framework, structure, and organization?
因为神所要的，
Because what God wants
是他带领我们，
is He leading us.
是他在教会里面做带领，
is He as a leader in the church.
我们跟他差太远了。
We are so far away from our Lord.
但是他的生命在我们里面。
How far short of Him, but His life is within us.
而且基督在他们里面，也在我们里面。
So Christ is in Him, also in us.
我们有一个相同的生命。
Now we do have this common life.
所以我们的度量有一点不同。
So even though our measured life might be different,
但是透过配搭，透过服侍。
But through ministry, through collaboration,
这我们不单单是 vertical 的我们里面的交流通。
Not only do we have this vertical fellowship with one another,
平面的。
We also have this lateral.
生命里面的交通。
And in fellowship in the spirit.
这个叫配搭。
And this is called collaboration.
这个叫扶持。
This is called sustaining.
这个叫做彼此的成全。
This is called equipping, perfecting one another.
这个叫做肢体。
And this is called members.
这个叫做教会。
This is called the church.
当我们借着配搭连元首基督的。
So when we are joined with the head, being collaborating with one another.
各房靠他 联络的合适。
The whole house is being joined together in Him.
我们就能够渐渐的增长。
Then we will grow gradually.
在爱中建立自己。
And then build up ourselves in love.
我相信有的弟兄姊妹可能很失望，我没有告诉你什么巧妙的方法。
I suppose some of the brothers and sisters will be quite disappointed because here I do not present you with some marvelous plan to solve your problem. However, this method is within you. The method is within your co-workers, your brethren. And this very method is Christ.
就让他做主
，Let him be the Lord，
让他做教会的元首
，Let him be the head of the church，
因为教会是神的家
，Because the church is the household of God。
让他做家主的时候
，When he is the owner of his house，
教会带出来的是真理的见证与内容。
When the church brings out is the testimony and the very contents of the truth。
因为这家就是神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
Because the house of God, is the church of the living God, the very pillar and ground of the truth.
不知不觉当中
，So unwittingly,
可能在一个小事情上
，Maybe in some small matters,
你可以说说看大灾，神在我们当中显现。
Then you can say without controversy, great is the mystery, for God is manifested in the flesh.
可能你们人不多。
Maybe, you are few.
可能你们不是很有大的恩赐。
Maybe you don't have, great gifts.
但是神在你们当中显现。
But if God is manifested among you,
人就满足。
And a man will be satisfied.And even God will be satisfied.
这是神所要的教会的服事。
And this is the church services that God desires.
这是主的见证。
This is the testimony of the Lord.
求主继续的叫我们回去，从主的话里面，我们看到神做工的方法与原则。
May the Lord grant us the hindsight.When we go back and continue to meditate from God's word as to the work and the method of church is building up.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray now?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
因为你的教会就是我们这些蒙召被称义分别出来的圣徒。
Because your church is us who are called, who are separate, who are justified.
当我们让你做我们的主的时候
，As we allow you to be our Lord.
不单单是我们个人
，Not only individually.
是我们一个一个的身体
，But also every member of the body.
一个一个的见证。
Every testimony of each person,
你的教会就显出来。
When we are able to fulfill this, then we trust that your church will be manifested.
你就要在地上用着我们来完成你永远的旨意。
You will use on earth to accomplish your eternal purpose.
你就可以指证我们对撒旦、对仇敌说。
And pointing to us, you can say this to our enemy, Satan.
我被称为是他们的神，我不以为耻。
I am called their God, and I'm not ashamed of this.
我被称为在这个聚会里面的主，我不以为耻。
I am not ashamed to be called the Lord of this assembly.
因为我的旨意在这里可以通行吗
？Because my will it will be done here.
仇敌就蒙羞了。
And the enemy will be put to shame.
你的国就要降临。
And then your kingdom shall come.
我们谢谢你把我们放在这个最末了的时代。
Lord, we thank you. You have placed us in this very end times.
我们谢谢你把我们放在这样的聚会的里面。
We thank you also for placing us in assemblies like this.
因为我们可以做祭司在这里服侍你。
So that we could be priests to serve you.
我们可以跟弟兄姊妹在同一个层面上来配搭来服侍。
And we could serve and collaborate with our brethren in the same level.
我们可以借着服侍叫我们生命成长，我们更多的认识你。
So through services our life will grow and we can know you more.
我们可以借着服侍让我们更多的减少，让你增加。
And also through services, Lord, make us decrease and make you increase.
求你兴起更多的人起来服侍你。
Lord, raise up more people to serve you.
叫我们的年轻弟兄姊妹看到神在等待他们。
So our young brothers and sisters will see that the Lord is waiting on them.
不一定要叫你去远方去做宣教士。
Lord, you do not necessarily want us to go to a far country to be missionaries.
就是叫你在这个地方叫你为主做他的见证人。
But right here in this place in our assembly, you want us to be your witnesses.
供应你旁边的弟兄姊妹的需要。
Supply all the needs of the brothers and sisters around us.
把福音传给你周围的人。
To preach the gospel to all these people around us.
叫他们成为教会建造的材料。
So they will also become the materials to build up your church.
当然晚上你呼召我们。
Lord, call us this evening.
叫我们从我们所在的地方，我们站起来，让你做工。
So that we will stand up in the place where we are and to work for you.
当你敲我们门的时候，
When you knock on the door of our heart,
你说主啊，我在这里。
Let us say, Lord, we are here.
请差遣我。
Send us.
我们愿意。
We are willing.
我们愿意让你做工。
We are willing to let you work in us.
我们愿意尊你为大。
We are willing to magnify you.
我们愿意跟教会的弟兄姊妹一起配搭。
We are willing to collaborate with all the brethren in the church.
求你晚上向我们每个人说话。
Lord, speak to each one of us tonight.
除去我们心中的帕子。
Remove the veil on our heart.
除去我们与弟兄姊妹当中的间隔。
Remove the gap between the brethren.
叫我们在你面前，让你的宝血暂时洁净我们。
So in your presence, your precious blood once again cleanse us.
叫我们在你面前做一个羡慕善工的人。
So that before you, we are all desire the good work.
你得着每一个人的心。
Oh, Lord, capture again every person's heart.
你知道每一个聚会里面的难处。
You know every assembly's problems.
你是我们一切的答案。
Oh, Lord, you are the very answer to all our issues.
当我们对你说是的时候。
When we say yes to you,
我们也是问题的答案。
We will also become the answers to our problems.
恩待你的众教会。
Be gracious to all your churches.
万一切的荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.